Thanks, Fraser. We're just going to get all of our speakers for this session up to the front, and we'll get underway. It's nice and close in here, as we're all experiencing. All right, so thank you all very much for being here today. Welcome to Vancouver, for those of you in the room, and welcome to those of you on the webcast, and thank you all for joining us. As you've heard, we have a full agenda ahead of us, so I would like to start by reminding you of our strategy. And that strategy is delivering growth and creating value in a responsible and disciplined way. Teck has transformed its portfolio and completed a major shift to become a pure-play energy transition metals company. I firmly believe that in an increasingly complex world, we require a simple strategy to drive value. As a leading global supplier of energy transition metals with an exceptionally strong financial position, we are uniquely placed to deliver significant value by balancing growth with shareholder returns. We are currently a top 10 copper producer operating in the Americas and the largest net zinc miner globally, with production from a premium portfolio of long-life, high-quality assets in stable, well-understood jurisdictions. And our strategy is built around four pillars. Our portfolio of high-quality copper and zinc assets are well positioned to benefit from the significant secular trends that will drive materially higher demand for metals over the medium and long term. Our teams are focused on driving excellence in performance across our operations and projects, putting sustainability at the heart of everything we do. You will hear from them today and will get a sense of their commitment to value creation, reliability, and discipline. Through the rigorous management of our project's portfolio to balance risks and returns, we will optimize the development of low capital intensity growth options in attractive jurisdictions, thereby maximizing the value of our portfolio, both in the near and medium term. And finally, operational and financial resilience enables us to pursue growth through the disciplined application of our capital allocation framework, which balances investment in accretive growth with returns to shareholders and the maintenance of a strong balance sheet through cycles. Now, we are at the intersection of three significant secular trends that create attractive medium and long-term opportunities for our business and our shareholders. First, global economic growth, driven by a growing world population and increasing urbanization, which drives demand for more metals-intensive infrastructure and technology. Second, the energy transition. As countries and industries race to decarbonize and transition towards net zero, the future of energy is electrification. And third, growth in the digital economy. We have seen in the past couple of years the incredible speed of the development of AI and the corresponding need for associated infrastructure like data centers, which are among the fastest growing consumers of copper. Whether or not you believe in the speed of the rollout, this technology is set to continue to grow. These secular tailwinds will underpin significant new demand for both copper and zinc, and when coupled with supply-side constraints, this underlines the rationale for our strategic decision to focus on energy transition metals. So Teck is now entirely focused on providing metals that are essential to global development in the energy transition. And over the past couple of years, we have completed several significant strategic actions to get to this point. Last year, we started to refocus our portfolio towards energy transition metals through the sale of our interest in Fort Hills, marking our exit from the oil sands business. At the same time, we made substantial progress on projects in our industry-leading copper growth pipeline and entered into a number of partnerships to help us advance and de-risk those projects. And this year, we completed construction at QB, which is the driver for our near-term growth. QB is a transformational Tier 1 asset for Teck with a long-life, competitive cost position and a resource capable of supporting multiple expansion opportunities. QB will be a cornerstone of our copper portfolio for decades to come. We also modernized our share structure with the introduction of a sunset for our Class A shares, reflecting our commitment to strong corporate governance and acting in the best interests of all shareholders. And finally, we've completed the sale of our steelmaking coal business for value, transforming Teck into a pure-play energy transition metals company. With the significant proceeds in hand, we've announced significant cash returns to shareholders and taken steps to ensure that Teck is strongly positioned to capitalize on the growing demand for copper. And we remain committed to balancing our growth with further cash returns to shareholders. We are now well positioned to create value for shareholders by balancing strong shareholder returns with a well-capitalized and extensive portfolio of copper growth projects. Our portfolio comprises high-quality copper and zinc operations that extend across the Americas in well-understood and established mining jurisdictions in Canada, the U.S., Chile, and Peru. It's important to note three of our six operations are Tier 1, with QB having the potential to be a top five copper mine globally. The quality of these assets is evident in their strong profitability, with 70% of our group EBITDA expected to come from these Tier 1 assets in 2025, based on consensus estimates. The combination of scale and quality has positioned Teck as a top 10 copper producer in the Americas and amongst the largest lead-zinc miners globally. And while scale is an important component of resilience, our strategy centers on value creation and cash generation, which demands excellence in operational performance and project delivery. We understand that to deliver growth and create value for shareholders, we must have a solid foundation of core excellence in operations and project delivery, coupled with continued commitment to sustainability that positions us as a leader in responsible mining. And core excellence starts with our top priority of ensuring that everyone goes home safe and healthy every day. In our operations, we focus on achieving reliable, predictable performance to consistently deliver on our market commitments for volumes and costs. And in projects, we are building the capacity and capabilities needed to define the right projects and deliver them the right way. Our commitment to driving safety, operations, and projects performance will be underpinned by the right systems, effective processes, and most critically, our talented team. And doing this sustainably is core to who we are. Teck has prioritized sustainability for decades, both because we know that this is the right thing to do and because it strengthens our business and our resilience. By building and maintaining trust with communities, indigenous groups, and governments, we unlock new opportunities, advance permitting, and create value that benefits everyone. Addressing and mitigating the impact of climate change and biodiversity loss provides long-term resilience for our operations and business. We proudly hold the Copper Mark and Zinc Mark at all Teck-operated base metals operations, which is an industry-leading achievement that highlights our commitment to sustainability and transparency. There is a clear interconnectivity between operational excellence and sustainability, and when they work in tandem, we have a strong and trusted foundation to create value for all stakeholders. Now, this chart shows the compelling growth trajectory that we are pursuing at Teck. Our strategy centers on value-accretive growth of our energy transition metals business, with a particular focus on our industry-leading copper growth pipeline, while maintaining our globally significant zinc position. With our QB operation ramping up, we are on track to double our copper production, expecting to increase copper production by around 100,000 tons next year alone. We also have an extremely robust copper development pipeline, with multiple opportunities to further increase production in the near term, including QB optimization and debottlenecking, and our low capital intensity greenfield projects at Zafranal and San Nicolás. We have a clear path to increase copper production to approximately 800,000 tons per year before the end of this decade. Beyond this, we have some of the best next-generation projects underpinned by world-class ore bodies, including Galore Creek and Nueva Unión. But this is not just about adding tons. It's about being disciplined in delivering projects that are value-accretive. We are managing a well-balanced portfolio of options, optimizing for risk and returns, which, when coupled with our disciplined capital allocation approach, will drive significant value in the near, medium, and long term. Now, our disciplined approach to copper growth is underpinned by that capital allocation framework. This rigorously applied framework guides our decisions, enabling us to prioritize the most value-enhancing opportunities. Through our strategic deployment of capital, we aim to balance value-accretive growth with cash returns to shareholders while maintaining a strong balance sheet through cycles. Turning to our financial position, We have one of the strongest balance sheets in the sector, and we are in the enviable position of being net cash positive. Having paid down $2.3 billion of debt this year so far, we have a net cash position of $1.8 billion, ensuring copper growth projects are well funded. Our leverage is conservative, and you can see from the chart on the right that our outstanding term notes are long dated. We aim to maintain a strong balance sheet consistent with our disciplined approach to capital allocation and are targeting a net debt to adjusted EBITDA ratio of 1x through the cycle. Going back to 2019, we have a committed track record of strong cash returns to shareholders, with over $5.3 billion returned during the period. We are currently in the market actively buying back our shares, with more than $900 million of stock repurchased so far this year, and approximately $2.3 billion remaining of our total authorized buyback program of $3.25 billion. In addition, we have committed to returning between 30 and 100% of future annual available cash flows to shareholders. Put another way, if we look at value creation on a per share basis, we are simultaneously increasing production and cash flow, the numerator, while reducing shares outstanding through buybacks, the denominator, positioning us to drive substantial growth in our per share value. It's clear to see that the market has recognized the strength of our strategy, our business, and our commitment to balancing near-term growth with cash returns to shareholders, as evidenced by the increase in our valuation multiple, which is now in line with pure play copper peers. Going forward, we will continue to take decisions consistent with an unwavering focus on maximizing shareholder value. So to wrap up, I'm very excited about Teck's future as a leading global critical minerals company. Our deep portfolio of opportunities, coupled with the commitment of this team, positions us to responsibly deliver long-term value for our shareholders and stakeholders. As we kick off our Investor Day presentations, I would like to emphasize four key points that our speakers will reinforce today, each underscoring our strategic focus. We have a strong portfolio of high-quality assets, including three Tier 1 operations in well-established mining jurisdictions, and our focus is on reliable operating performance across all assets. Our near-term value-accretive copper growth pipeline, characterized by low capital intensity development options, sets a clear path to achieving 800,000 tons of production within the decade. We have returned $5.3 billion to shareholders since 2019, and we currently have a further $2.3 billion authorized for buybacks, underscoring our ongoing commitment to return excess cash. And we have an industry-leading balance sheet with a net cash position that provides the resilience needed to create value through industry cycles. So with that, I will introduce the members of our team who are presenting today. Shehzad Bharmal, our Chief Operating Officer, will focus on our operating strategy, which is fundamental to our ability to deliver core excellence. Brock Gill and Dale Webb, our Senior Vice Presidents for our North American and Latin American operations respectively, will then discuss in more detail the focus of their operations in their respective portfolios. Ian Anderson, our Chief Commercial Officer, will explain how he drives commercial excellence through margin expansion through his commercial strategy. Amparo Cornejo, our Chief Sustainability Officer, will discuss the key sustainability focus areas and how they drive value and create opportunities for our current and future operations. And I couldn't not mention that Amparo is the winner of the Northern Miners Operator of the Year Award in recognition of her work to uphold the highest sustainability standards during the development of our QB2 project in Chile. Yet another accolade to add to her already impressive collection. Dale Webb will then return to provide a detailed overview of our near-term growth projects. Carla Mills, our Chief Project Development Officer, will then discuss how she has set up the projects division to drive successful execution of these and other projects. And finally, Crystal Pristai, our Chief Financial Officer, will round out the presentations by focusing on financial strategy and how this drives resilience in our business. So I will now hand over to our Chief Operating Officer, Shehzad.